who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. Father, for the rest of the time, we give the worship to you. And we know you listen to our prayer from the bottom of our heart. So I pray the Holy Spirit will listen to the prayer from each one of us and respond and answer according to your will. We love you and we give this service to you. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One great problem. For the last few weeks, we study about the truth and how the truth can drive us to live properly according to our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 weeks ago, we studied about God, how he is a great creator and he controls our life. And if you can you turn on the PowerPoint, one great problem from the slides? Yes. And the last week we studied about, you know, how he impacts us and how we need to look forward or move forward in our life instead of look back or look sideways. Today we study about one of the truths about the great problems. And I'm so thankful because yesterday so many of you did some community service, respond to the Harvey recovery. So our church, we have one group, just like this group, go to one community, and another group, only people, they go to a Cambodian community to help them. And we had a group from Dallas sleep overnight at our church, and they go to one of our church members to rebuild their house. So I love to take picture. Actually, my wife loves to take picture. So everywhere we go, if there is no document or picture, it means we are on top. But anyway, I'm so glad. Yesterday, I take this picture. So I go around and show the people, yes, our young people respond to the calling community service. And I remember way back when our children still young, and I remember our children have the recital, you know, at the school. And as a parent, eventually, like some of your parents, exactly respond the same thing. We get there early, we sit right in the front, and the old day, the video camera, camcorder is pretty heavy. It's not like just you put out an iPhone and then you got it. You know, pretty heavy. So, you know, I have a good brand new videotape. I make sure the battery, you know, about yay big, fully charged. I have my video camcorder out. So my hand get ready. However, when I get home, nothing coming out because there is some problem with the camera or the battery, nothing coming out. So when I try to review the video, there's nothing. The same thing, God feels the same thing. Because sometimes God is ready to see his children, but there is a problem. He's separate from his children. We do whatever necessarily to connect with his children. So the picture of his children, you know, he wants to take the picture of his children. So it means, you know, his children and him also in the picture with him. However, there is a separation and nothing coming up. So when I remember the good old day way back when the children are still young, regardless how early I come to the gym, to the stadium, or to whatever the state, how early I came, how well I prepare with the camera and all of that, but nothing coming in from recording and nothing coming out. So our Heavenly Father, the same thing. He went from the heaven to earth, from the throne up high, highest one, coming down to the earth, becoming a baby born in Bethlehem. So he paid the price with the only reason and the purpose to reconnect with his children. So why God doing that? Because he knows his children without the Father. And he knows we are powerless to get in the picture with him without his help. We have the problem as a human being, our humanity. So the truth in life, we need to go back and review the basics, because there is a shortfall of humanity. Because the condition of humanity, the windfall of humanity, and the task of humanity, we have to go through. Yesterday, when I visit a lot of places with Mục sư Phan Phước Lân, we saw a lot of hardship. We saw a lot of people, truly, they go through the trial of their life. However, the greater picture, when I see they're missing, they have a problem to reconnect with God. And we, as a Christian, we need to help them to have that connection. So the fall shock of humanity, the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 9 to 12, Paul said, "What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are on under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one." So what separates us from God? The Bible said is sin. Exactly like what Romans talking about. We not strong enough to remove the sin, believe it or not. How, regardless how healthy or exercise we are, we're not strong enough to remove it. We are not good enough to erase the sin. For all of our differences, there is one problem we all share. And the Bible talking about we separate from God. You notice what Paul said to us, there's nobody living right. Not even one, nobody who knows the score, nobody alert for God. They on taking a wrong turn. They on wander down the blind alley. No one living right. I can't find a single one. You know, another version, the message, talking about the same thing in the book of Romans chapter 10, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. So you would understand, we study, and you know, we live on this earth. People talking about the clean earth, okay? But for the last like 5 or 6 days, sometimes some other place no longer just green anymore. But everyone on this earth blow it, because our view of God was blocked. The pleasure center, because human, we always center ourselves from pleasure. And so we cannot see God based on our individual fun feeling escape from reality. And sometimes because our own view, human being view, it can blur the vision of God. So sometimes I'm thinking about, you know, even God have certain thing happen for the last few weeks. It just wake us up so we can have a clearer view of God. The people, if they just focus on work, 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 they call it a workaholic people, because if they work centered, they cannot see God, because their activity, daily activity of work, block their view from God or block their vision, so they cannot see God clearly. A lot of people, if they just focus on money, okay, money, money, money. I call them the money center people. They cannot see God because the endless number of toys related with money very much cloud their vision, so they cannot see God. A lot of people, you know, the legalistic people, or we call them the law-centered people, they cannot see God because they have so many rules and regulations. Because rule and regulation very much block the vision of God. And sometimes it's kind of blur our compassion, you know, our heart to help other people. But also you find out a lot of people, I can't acknowledge people, they know a lot up here. Okay, they cannot see God because their intellectual pursuit blind their vision. So they have problem to see God. So I hope that each one of us go, you know, when we go out and we help the people, we recognize where we are within the people. And I hope that each one of us, we have the passion, you know, we have Christ in our heart when we go out there and help people. Because people, they get blocked from seeing God. So the great shock form of humanity, and you would find out we are long away from our Heavenly Father. And sometimes we cannot see Him because the sin blocks our view. And a lot of people, happen to a lot of people. So what separates us from God is sin. We're not strong enough to remove it. We're not good enough to erase it. And for all our differences, there's one problem we all share. We separate from God. And everybody run into this problem. And I pray to the Lord that each one of us, you know, when we go through and when we view the Harvey or the Irma or whatever, we go out there, we need to understand and reveal our own self. Understand us so we can see the world around us and the people around us. The people need help. And we find out, do they really fall short from God? And we need to understand the condition of humanity. Paul wrote to the church of Rome again. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under law that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deed of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is acknowledged of sin. So none of us perfect. Because God requires to be perfect like Him. But how can it be? So the impending result is that sin infects the entire person. So when I'm reviewing the sin, it can be from the eyes to the feet, from the heart to the head, from the hand to the mouth. All of us, if we have no Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the infection, and this infection is fatal, deadly. So the condition of humanity is death because of that separation from our God. The whole world may become the subject to God's judgment in verse 19. No one will be justified because the end result, not only we talk about physical death, but it's also spiritual and eternal death. Sin is a fatal It is Z. Sin has sent unto us to slow, painful death. Okay? So sin does to life what sheer to do with the flower. Sometimes, you know, you see the flowers. It's beautiful. But how can you describe if the flower alive or not? The flowers, beautiful flower, alive when it's still connected to the body, okay, of that plant. So if you cut that flowers, if you cut it, the flower look beautiful, but it's dead. Because the source of life is no longer connected to the body to flow through that flowers. Sometimes if we're not careful, we look beautiful. But is there a connection with our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, or not? Because if you're missing that connection, It's just like the beautiful flower cut. It looks beautiful, but it's dead. It is missing a life being in there. So sometimes we need to reveal ourselves. Do we still connected to God? So that's the reason why when we go out there, I help the people in my mind. You know, I feel the pain because the people disconnected from God. And based on part, they died. Spiritual and eternal death. And as the believer, the compassion in my heart, I always say something, share something, do something to help them to reconnect. Because the condition of humanity is death because of that separation they call sin. A dead flower has no life. A dead body has no life. The dead soul has no life. And not only just no life, but we talk about eternal. But you would find out some of the plant, even though it gets cut, but if when you plant it back to the soil, it grows again. It's like the beauty of God, a beauty of life. And hopefully, you know, I'm say clear enough, and when you study the Bible, you would understand it. And we participate in that reconnection to put life back into the people or whoever we interface with. Some people said, yeah, I can use glue and glue it back. It won't work. And sometimes, yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, tape it, stick it back to the plant, but it won't work. It had to be truly reconnection. And the source of life from the body had to flow back to the flower in order to be is alive. And the third point, the windfall of humanity, pond is very, very deep. When he talks in verse 21, 23. But now, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by law and the prophet, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to on and on. So, you know, if one of the old TV way back, they call it the Pretender, and this guy, he's super intelligent, he high IQ, and he find out, you know, he live find himself in various occupation, and he can live in the function, and he have enough education and skill so he can fit in everywhere. But through the show, this man, you know, he go through life, he tried to figure out where he's supposed to fit in specific role in life. But also the show says he's a fake, he's a phony, because he act really well. Okay, he tried to fit it in, so he actually behaved to fit in the role he played. So he tried to pretend to be something he's not. But each one of us, we are different. We're not the pretenders. Because we're different because we are not paying a different smile, or sometimes we tell a joke to cover something we are not. And I hope each one of us, we're not doing that. We're not pretend to do that. Because a lot of people, when I interface, I talk even through the help of the Harvey, okay? And they kept smile, they joke, they laugh. But reality, they cover up the sadness. They cover up the hurt in there. And sometimes when you look through the eyes of the people, even though they smile, they laugh, but reality, the sadness is still in their heart. Even, you know, the Vietnamese worship service, and then I have the opportunity to take a couple picture of the people, and, you know, we'll take the picture, and everybody look like real, you know, smile, really look like they're happy. But when the picture, when you zoom into their eyes, you can sense the sadness. So I have the chance to talk and say, what happened? You know, outside look like you smile, you're happy. But why your eye, through your eye, I see something is not right. Between the eyes and the face, it gets disconnected. And the truth coming up. People need help. So don't be surprised when you go out, you help the people through Harvey, and they say, I'm okay. But the reality, they are not okay. And that's what we're dealing with, we face with. But in order to go out and help the people, you also need to review and look back to yourself. Do you really a Christian? Do you really have the joy of Jesus Christ when you go out and doing it? Or you try to transfer or ease your sorrow and your pain by do something or pretend to be happy to help somebody. But I hope that the joy of Jesus Christ when you go out there, you do, you help the people because you do from the gladness of the heart. And people will see it. And from that gladness and joyness of heart, it can be transferred to the people need help. And they can sense the joy of Christ, the Lord in your heart. And that's what happened. And when we will see, we go through the process, you would find out like the dead flower, I show you, they had no life. This flower right here, it looks so beautiful. You took the picture, it looked beautiful. A lot of people, they walk up here, they sit down, take the picture with this flower. It's beautiful, but there is no life in there. It's just like the dead body had no life. They walk around, look like they are alive, but they are dead. And also the empty soul is so scary when the people had to go through life. And they need the breath of life back to them in their soul and in their body. So we need to understand that when we cut off from God, the soul will dry out and die. The consequence of sin is not just a bad day, but we're talking about not just the bad day or the bad mood, but reality is a dead soul, eternity. So the windfall of humanity is Jesus Christ. So the only way out of our sinful condition is through Jesus. If the shortfall of humanity is sin, and then the windfall of humanity is Jesus Christ, we don't need someone to fix us up. But we need someone who raises us up. We are the corpse, but he's the corpse caller. We are the death, but he is the death raiser. So I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Through him, we can be alive and we can wipe away sin and be once again with him. So the task of humanity is what? Paul, he wrote to the church again, for all have sinned and fall short the glory of God. So he also talked about, but now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed. Being witnessed by the law is a prophet. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to on and on. And then suddenly he jumped over, he said, for all have sinned and fallen short the glory of God. So the question we would ask, what must we do? Or just when you are and you help the people in that condition, what do they need to do? The first thing the Bible talking about, we have to admit, we have sinned and fallen short the glory of God. You have to help the people to admit they have a problem. Because when they recognize they have a problem, they admit they have a problem, and then we can help. Admit that we have sinned and fallen short the glory of God. So the task of humanity for the people we help is not to get up because we can. People cannot just, okay, I'm just wired up on my sin, I'm get up. No. We talk about the spiritual matter here. But they have to admit that we are dead. We cannot raise ourselves from the dead. We cannot do that. Because we don't have the authority, the power to do that. But to receive the word, Jesus Christ, who specializes in resurrection, We cannot just camouflage our corpse. We can, regardless how beautiful we decorate or we fix ourselves. But we have to count on Christ to save us. And that's what we need to do to the people who need help. But in order to do that, we have to make sure you are safe. You have to have Jesus Christ in you. So anything is disconnected you or separate you from God. So I would ask you to pray, to reconnect with Him. So you connect to the source of life, Jesus Christ. So you have the choice in you. So you can go out there and help people and help them to reconnect with Jesus Christ, our Lord, and help the people. We not only just help the people from physical. Yes, for the last few days, you know, I brought water, migoy, toilet tissue, napkin, rice, food, bánh mì, all of that stuff, pass it out. But that takes care of the physical need. But what happened in spiritual need? Because if the people empty in the soul, the sadness is still there. And that reason why people need help, not only just physical help, but it's also the spiritual help. Help them so they can admit they have sinned. It can be because they may be knowledge center, they may be money center people, they may be whatever. And of course, we don't go out there and say, hey, you are sin. No. But their focus in life away from God. By recognize their focus in life away from God and help them refocus to God and help them to reconnect to Christ by calling on Him, Jesus Christ, to reconnect, to save them. So that's what we must to do. And if you're not quite sure you are saved, so I would ask you to pray and reconnect with Him as Lord and Savior. So the truth in life, regardless whatever happened, as a human being, everybody has a problem. Because the shock form of humanity is sin. We also a person, human, we fall short. Condition of us is death if we not get fixed. We talk about eternal death. So the windfall to help save is Jesus Christ. And the task of us, humanity, is to admission. We have problem. When we recognize we have problem, it can be fixed through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us stand up. And read together in Romans chapter 3:23. It just reminds us. And hopefully, when we go out there, we see the people, we recognize they have the same problem or this problem. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Like one more time. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because today we study your word, reminding us how little we are. We need you. So I pray that you would help us to recognize we've been saved. But out there, the people still have the problem. They need you. There's a lot of sin in their life. They couldn't get rid of. So I pray you would help the people and pray using us to help them to overcome their issue in life, their sin in life, and help them to recognize and accept Christ as the Lord and Savior. We love you, and we give the church to you for guidance, for protection, especially the blessing. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the people in this room, your children, from now and forever. Amen.